Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Ehud, yes I, Yom HaRishon. Yes I, Tov, a good, strong first day right here, first day service on the Ian and the Irit here. We were at the fifth Aliyah, gonna fulfill from there to the seventh Aliyah. We have the prophets reading coming forward. But here for the first day, evening psalm for the first day. Today's daily psalm here in the season is 48. But of course, the evening psalm as evening come before morning is Psalm 24. The earth is Yahweh's and all of her fullness.
Psalm 24.
All of they that dwell in heaven.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's hear that in Royal Amharic right here. The evening psalm for the first day, Psalm 20.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Islandia.
The home place is due
for help. Here, from the book. From the book of the seven seals, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, root of David, right here, Psalm 24.
Mazmur Hayasust, Bekenef Hayara. Bamajam Maria Sambat Yedawit Mazmur. Medrinna Mullawal Exiabihirna. Alamim Berswam Yeminoruhulu. Ersu Babahiruchimas Ritualina. Bafasashuchimat and Ritualina. ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል? በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል? እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል። ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግናት የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Islasia. The home place is due for
Yes, Kavod. Yes. Yes, Kavod, yes. Melech HaKavod. So here in the Hebrew, but if reads the spring tree right here first day.
מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו. וכי חפיים עובר לבב, אשר לא נסע לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקש את פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Baruch Hashem, bless be the name.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The home place is due for
So here, 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 let's pick up, let's pick up, let's pick up right here with the 5th, 6th, and 7th Aliyot here for this Shabbat, for the Shabbat, while you stay here for the first day service, Sunday service.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Chamishi, Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayetzeh, Sabbath, and he went out, Sabbath, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshith. Here in Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, up offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayetzeh. Why yomara nakva se karka alai we aitaina? And he said, why yomar? And he said, appoint me, appoint I thy wages, and I will give it. Why yomar nakva? Nakva sikarka sikarka alai we etane we eta etena we etena why yomar nakva sikarka alai we etena appoint me appoint I thy wages nakva sikarka and I will give it. Nakaba sikarka alai wi etaina. And he said to him, thou knowest how I have served thee, the eye, and how thy cattle was with me, with I, for it was little, little, which thou hadst before I came. And it is now increased to a multitude, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have blessed thee, I, since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee, the I? And Yaakov and Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I, in time and I were to come. So shall my righteousness answer for me, in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. For everyone everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So shall my righteousness, so shall my righteousness with anata be sidkatiya biyoma mahar kiya tabo ala sekari li faneka kol asher eyanenua nakod with alua ba zim with whom baka sa bin ga nu bahua iti. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me, with I. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Yaakov and Jacob. And Yaakov and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Yaakov and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring straight, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not to Laban, to Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Yaakov, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, were Laban's, and the stronger Yaakov, Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, enough cattle, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. First book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban, of Laban's son, saying, Yaakov have taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's have he gotten all this glory. And he heard the words of Laban's and Laban's, Vayishma'ah et divreya b'neya Laban. And he heard the words of Laban, Laban's sons, Lamor, saying, Lakach Yaakov et kol asher le avinu uameya esher. Le avinu asa eta kol hakavoda hazeh. Jacob, Yaakov, hath taken away all that was avinu, I and I fathers, and of that which was avinu, I and I fathers, hath he gotten all this wealth. And Yaakov and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Vayaree Yaakov et pnei Laban, and Jacob beheld the countenance, the face of Laban, of Laban, vehine, and behold, Ayaneinua, Ayaneinu imo, Kitamola, Shilashom, Shilashom. And behold, it was not toward him as before time. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Yaakov, and Jehovah said to Wayomer Yahuwah el Yaakov, Shub el Aretza, Evoteka, return to the land of thy fathers. Ula moladeteka, and to thy kindred, we ahiyah imak, and I will be we ahiyah, and I will be imak, and I will be with thee. And Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance. I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but Elohim, but the Elohim, the true God of my father, hath been with me. Vayomer Lahen, Ro'eh anoki etapne biyaken kia eyaneinu elaya kitamola shilashom welohe avi haya imadi but the Elohim of my father welohe avi hath been with me. Haya, haya, madi, 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 and ye, and y'all know that with all my power, I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but Elohim, but the true God, but Elohim suffered him not to hurt me with law, natano Elohim, le hara'a imadi, and if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle be speckled. And if he said thus, like this, the ringstraked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstraked. Thus, like this, Elohim hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me and given them to I. And it came to pass at the time at the Iowa that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. Parenthesis, the call back, the call forward, the call, the return call, the call back to Bethel, verse 11. Vayomer Eli, Malak ha Elohim, and the angel, Malak ha Elohim, the angel of the true good, the true God, ha Elohim, spake to I in a dream, ba chelom, Yaakov, wa Omar, hineni. Saying, Yaakov, Jacob. And I said, Wa Omar, Hineni, here I, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban, that Laban, doeth to thee. I am the true good, the true God of Bethel, of Bethel. Anoki ha-el, Bethel. I, Anoki, the God, ha-el. Anoki, Ha'el, the Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Beit El. Anoki, Ha'el, Beit El. I be Ha'el of Beit El, of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, the stella, and where thou vowest the vow to me, to I. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. The flight of Yaakov, the flight of Jacob. Verse 14. And Rachel, or Leah, and Rachel, and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us, for I and I, in our father's bait, in our father's house? Are I and I not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, sold I and I, and have quite devoured also our money for all the riches which Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath taken from Abinu, from I and I father. That is ours, I and I's, and our children's, and I and I children's. Now then, whatsoever Elohim, the true good, the true God, have said to thee, Ata kol asher amar Elohim aleka, say whatsoever. Now then, ata, now then, kol asher amar Elohim, all that Elohim has said to aleka, to the I, say do. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear for the Sheishi, here for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat, Yitzeh, Sabbath, and he went out. Here picking up first book of Moses, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 17, for the Sheishi Aliyah. Vayakama Yaakov. Vayayisa eta banayo, we eta nashayo, ala hagimalim. Then Yaakov, then Jacob, rose up. Vayakam Yaakov. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives. Vayisa eta banayo. Upon camels, al ha-gmalim, upon the camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Yitzhak, to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban and Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel had stolen the images. And Rachel had stolen the teraphim, called the images, the teraphim, that were her father's. And Yaakov stole away unawares to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban told Laban on the third day that Yaakov, that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And Elohim, the true God, and Elohim came to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in a dream by night, and said to him, "Take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad." Oyabo Elohim Laban ha erami ba chalom ha laila vayomer lo hi shamer leka pen tidabira ima Yaakov mitova ad ra'ah. Then Laban overtook Yaakov. Now Yaakov, Jacob, had pitched his tent in the mountain. Laban, with his brethren, pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Yaakov, "What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword?
With the sword?
Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Yesha le'ela yadi. It is in the God's el of my hand. Yesha le'ela yadi. It is in the el of yadi. It's in the power of my hand, the God of my hand, to do you hurt. But the Elohim of your father spake to I yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad. Yeshal el yadi ala esota imakem ra'a veloheya abikem Emesh amar elaya lemora hishamer leka mia daber im Yaakov mitov adara. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's bait, thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Why have you stolen Elohai, my God? And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure, perhaps, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou findest thy Elohim, thy God, let him not live before our brethren. Discern thou what is thine with me, what is thine with I, and take it to thee I. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban and Laban went to Yaakov's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents. But he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now, Rachel, had taken the images, the teraphim, and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tents, but found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of woman is upon me, And he searched, but found not the images, but found not the teraphim. And Yaakov, and Jacob was wroth, and showed with Laban, with Laban, and Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, what my trespass? What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly, hotly pursued after me? What? Why yichar li Yaakov, and Jacob was wroth. Why yareba bi elavan, and strove with Laban, and Yaakov, why yana Yaakov answered. Why yomera li Laban, and said to Laban, ma pishai, pishai, ma pishai. Ma pishi, what is my transgress? Ma chatati, ma chatati, ma pishi, ma chatati, what is my trespass? What is my sin? Kia dalakata acharai, that thou hast hotly, so hotly pursued after I, whereas thou hast searched all my stuff. What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both, betwixt I and I both. This 20 years have I with thee, I, thy ewes, the female sheep, thy ewes, and thy she-goats have not cast their young. And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not to thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus, like this, have I been 20 years in Beitikah, in the I-Beit, in the I-House. I serve thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times, except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Yitzhak had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Elohim hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee. Yester night. Lule, Eloheya Abi, Eloheya Abraham, Ufahad Yitzhak, Hayali, except the Elohim of my father, Elohei Abi, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, Uafachada Yitzhak, had been on my side. Hayali, Ki ata rekam shelachetania eta anyi eta yegia kapay ra'a Elohim vayokach amesh. Surely thou hast sent me away empty. Surely now hast thou would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen. Elohim has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hand. Why yokach yigia kapai, and gave judgment yesternight. Why yokach amesh. Amen. Amesh, 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 Amesh.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Man, praises be.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear for the Shavi'i, Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, hear for this seventh Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I sabbatical mana right here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, why you say, Sabbath, and he went out. Here, we pick up with the first book of Moshe. It's a Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 43. Here at verse 43 for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Vayana labana vayomer el yaikova habanota benotai. Where habanim banai? Where hatsona soni? We call asherata elihua. Where lia liba notai ma ese le eile hayom o le bue neya hen asher. Ya Ladu, and Laban, and Laban, and Laban. And Laban, Laban answered and said to Yaakov, why Ya'an Laban? Why Yomer El Yaakov? These daughters are my daughters. Habanot Binotai. And these children are my children. These sons are my sons. With habanim banai. And these cattle, my cattle. With hatzona tzoni. And all that thou seest is mine. Is mine. We call asherata re. Lihu, and what can I do this day to these, my daughters, where liba notai, ma ese le eile hayom, or to their children, which who they have born, or libanehen asher yaladu, or libanehen asher yaladu. Now, therefore, come thou, let make us, make I and I make a covenant. I and thou, and let it and make it be for a witness between me and thee, between I and I. And Yaakov and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar, and Jacob, Matzeva, and set it up for a matzeva, a pillar. And Yaakov said to his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap.
and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban and Laran, Laban called it Jagar Sahaduta, but Jacob called it Galid, 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 Galid. And Laban and Laban, why yikra lo Laban, Yigara Sahiduta, Yigara Sahiduta, and Laban called it Yigara Sahiduta, with Yaakov, and Jacob Aralo called it Galaed, 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 called it Galaed, Galaed, and Laban, said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galaed, Galaed. Why Yomer Lavana ha gal haze. This heap, Aida, Baini Ua Bainika Hayom. This heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I, this day. Hagal hazeh, hagal hazeh, aida beini ubeinika hayom, alken, therefore, alken, arashmo, therefore was the name of it called Galaed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord Jehovah, watch between I and the I when we are absent one from another. We ha mitzpah, Asher Amara, Yitzef. Yitzafi Yehovah, Yitzafi Yehovah, Baini Ubeineka, Kia Nisater, Sater, Sater, Ish Mea Rehu, Mitzpah, Hamitzpah, Wehamitzpah, and Mitzpah, Asher Amar, for he said, Yitzafi Hoa, for Jehovah watch. Yitzaf Yehovah, Baini Ubeineka, between I and the I. Ki ni satir, when we are absent, when we are hidden, ish man, meyar aihu, man from his companion. Jehovah watch between I and the I when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take another wives, other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us, with I and I. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee, betwixt I and the I. Re'e Yahuwah, Re'e, see, Re'e Elohim, Elohim, Re'e Elohim, Aid Baini Ubeineka, Re'e, see, Elohim, Aid Baini Ubeineka, see, Elohim is witness betwixt I and the I. And Laban said to Yaakov, behold this heap, and behold this matzeva, this pillar, this stella, which I have cast between I and the I, between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar, matzava, be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to the I, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar, matzava, to I, to me. For harm. The God Elohim of Abraham and the God Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judge betwixt us, betwixt I and I. And Yaakov swear, and Jacob swear, by the fear of his father Yitzhak, by the fear of his father Isaac. Elohe Abraham, Elohe Nahor, Yishpetua, Beyaneinua, Elohe Abihen, Waya Yishava, Yaakov, De Fahada, Abio Yitzhak, and Jacob swore by Fahada Vio Yitzhak, by the fachad, the fear of his father Yitzhak. Then Yaakov offered sacrifice upon the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Here at the 55th verse in the KJV, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31 at verse 55 in the King James Version, corresponding with the first verse in the Chumash, in the Sefer Bereishis, is chapter 32, the Lamed Beit, chapter 32, verse 1. Genesis chapter 31, verse 55, is chapter 32, verse 1. Wayashkem Lavana Babok Erra. Waya nasheka le banayo, we le benotayo, waya bareka etahen, waya leka, waya yashava laban, limok omo. Early in the morning, Lavan rose up. Wayashakem Lavana babokar, and kissed his sons and his daughters. Wayanakesha lebanayo lebenotayo, and blessed them. Wayabareka etikem, and Lavan and Laban, Laban departed and returned to his place. Wayalek, Wayashav, Lavana, and here, KJV, chapter 32. Yaakov, Jacob, supplanter, becomes Yisrael, Israel, a prince with El. Ha'el with Elohim, and Jacob and Yaakov. And Yaakov went on his way, and the angels of Elohim met him. With Yaakov, halaka le darko, waya yisge uwa bawa malake Elohim. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is Elohim's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Vayomer Yaakov k'asher ra'am Machne Elohim, and Jacob said when he saw them, Wayomer Yaakov Ka'asha Raham, this is Elohim's camp. Machne Elohim Zeh, this is Elohim's camp of Elohim this. Machne Elohim Zeh, Wayikra Shem Ha Makom, and he called the name of the place, the Shem HaMakom of the spot, Hahu, Machanaim, two camps. And here, fulfilling this seventh sabbatical Torah portion, mana, reading and seeding, and I, Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat, why it's a Senbet Wetato, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Power, glory be to our Father and King, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Jesus Christos, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vaye olam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh notein ha-Torah sheina.
Yes, yes, yes. And before we write up the Haftarah, the prophet's reading from Hosea chapter 12, chapter 14 here. Malkei ha Malakim, Maccabees trading gate.
Tati lecha mecholi al kol peshai. Gam biyamim sheshachachti otcha hayita tamid bechayai. Bechol adrachim shalachti betem hayita li ner leraglai. Hayiti iver lo raiti meaver mima sheibitu einai. Batachti b'chad Elokai, al chetzi sheni, al b'chor b'yada, toda gam al osher b'lidai, toda al chagim al shabbat sheshomeret, shelo yigamer le'olam. Kol yom sheover b'dakhi le'gan Eden, shiviti otcha. Come on, Elohim, atah le'olam.
דרך מלכי המלכים, תודה על חיים, על אושר עובר להיות פעם, גם שקשה
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Here's the bracha, the blessing for the reading of the Haftarah, the prophet's reading.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim HaNe'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, habocher batorach uMoshe abdo uBeIsrael ammo uBeNebiei haEmet waTzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Hosea, chapter 12. Verses 13 to chapter 14, verse 10. Besama Abwabalet Mephesa Kadus Ahaduam Lak. And by a prophet, Yahweh Bruku brought Yisrael out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall be his master's return to him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the shaft that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am Yahweh the Elohim Bruku from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no El but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore, I will be to them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear, that is, bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the caul of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion, the wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges of whom thou saidest, give me a king and prince. I gave thee a king in mine anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall hide from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of Yahweh Buruku shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry. His fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she have replied against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Yisrael, return to Yahweh the Elohim Buruku, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to Yahweh Buruku. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will he render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For indeed, the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Yisrael. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Esim getachim and hanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
In Jamaica, and the troubles in America, and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system. Do you see that through these cultural activities, is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I'm not trying to reach people. I am what I am. And there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really.
Well, thanks.
So when I really come out in the world to strangers, it's not strangers. I might never see one of them after a long while, but it's our people.
So here for the Brit Chadasha, New Covenant reading right here called the New Testament reading. Brit Chadasha, firstly, is the Baraka, the blessing. here. This comes from John chapter 1. Focus verses, verse 19 to 51. But here. Shema Yisrael, Habraka, Brit Chadasha.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 7, Y-A-T-E, and he went. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 51. B'shem ha'ab, ve'habin, ve'ruach ha'kadosh, yahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John, chapter 1, verse 19, yotet. Verse 20, Kaf. Vezot edut Yochanan bishlach ha-Yehudim, Kohanim u-Lewim, mi Yerushalayim, lishol oto, mi hu, v'hu hoda, v'lo kechid, ki higid lemor, anoki aineni ha-Mashiach. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not HaMashiach, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answereth, No. Then said they to him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of Yahweh, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Mashiach, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beit Abra, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus, coming to him, and saith, Behold, Seha Elohim, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from Shemayim. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw, and I bear record, that this is Bain Ha Elohim, that this is the Son of God. The public ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach, the public ministry of Jesus Christ. Again, the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua, as he walked, he said, Behold, Seha Elohim, behold the Lamb of God.
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What seek ye?" They said to him, "Rabbi, Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith to him, "We have found the Messiah," that is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kephas," that is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip saith to him, "Come and see." Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael saith to him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Yeshua answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and saith to him, "Rebbe, Rabbi, thou art Bein Ha Elohim, thou art Melech Israel, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." Yeshua answered and said to him, "Because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these." And he saith to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Thank you.
prayer. We have today's daily song. We have song.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodsho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma rahu kentamahu, nivhalu nehepazu. Reada ahazatam sham, hil kayoleda. Beruah kadim, deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu, beir adonai tsebaot beir elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismah har tzion, tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. This is Wyndham Ross, Yadinos. This is Iodonis, Yadin here. And we're in the seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding the Zayin Torah portion, picking up with the Kaf, Chei, chapter or chapter XXVIII, chapter 28 at verse 8. And here Yaakov, Jacob, the patriarch, has a dream. Yaakov has a dream. So here, picking up with this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding Nine Rastafari, right, the sabbatical, the new semester here, right, sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding here. We're in the new Ethio-Hebrew New Year, Judeo-Christian New Year, and this is the seventh reading and feeding Torah portion, reading and feeding in I, the cyclic, the annual, the cycle of Torah portion, reading and feedings. And here we're at the seventh, picking up with Genesis chapter 28 at verse 10. And Yaakov went out, Jacob went out. Why it say? And Yaakov, Jacob, went out. Why it say? Yaakov, mi be'er Shabbat. Mi be'er Shabbat. Shabbat. From Be'er Shava. Beersheva, Beersheba, Beersheba. The well of the seventh. Wayelek, and he tried it. Haran. And he tried it toward, he went toward Haran. Now, we pointed out previously in the first words and first reasonments that in the English versions, translation is two went, right? But they're not the same went. One is Yitzeh, going out, coming out and going toward a particular object or objective, but here it says, why it say, Yaakov, mi be'er Shava, some pronounce Beresheva, the well of the seventh. So he came, mi be'er Shava, from the well of the seventh, right? Wayelek, and he trod it. Wayelek, halaka, right? The yalak, and he trod it, harana. Now, as we get into some of the first words and first reasonments, it says in verse 11, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows. Rock, stone, was I and I pillow too. He put them for, it said that he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place, in that makom, in that spot to sleep. This is the second verse in this seventh Torah portion, reading and feeding, right? Yitzeh, and he went out, right? He had to come out from Be'er Shava in order to trod toward Harana. And he lighted upon a certain makom, a certain spot, a certain place. And we have the rock stone. Rock stone was my pillow too. Brahana Selassie and I Rastafari, Joseph, Bob Marley, and the Wailers bring that word sound forward, right? So we know we got a Rhema Makom tune for this sabbatical. Rock stone, yes I. So we have the 12th verse, and he dreamed. Yaakov dreamed. Jacob had a dream. Oh, yes, he did. Jacob had a dream. This particular icon right here for the brothers and sisters looking at the V-log right here, right? This one right here is particularly interesting. We choose this one, right, for the reading and feeding as a compliment, you know, to the word, sound, power. So here we're at Genesis 28 and 12, and he dreamed. Now, it's interesting because in this new moon, this month, known as Kislev, right, in the latter days, Kislev is the ninth month. It's ninth month when counting from Abib, or some might say Nisan, the first of the beginning of the moons or the months, counting from there to here. We're at the ninth,
right, in the ecclesiastical, right, the ecclesiastical calendar. Now, we know we're in the civil new year, the Rosh Hashanah, the connection with the Ethiopia Kingdom of God new year. So we're here in Kislev. It's interesting, Kislev is a moon or a month of, wow, Kislev. Should we go over Kislev again? This is what we posted, the Rosh Chodesh for Kislev, right, for the month of Kislev. It's one of the darkest months of the year. Right, the days, you know, progressively get shorter and shorter, and the nights get longer and longer, and we have the winter solstice that occurs also during the last Shavua of Kislev, or Kislev. And therefore, we also have the week of Chanukah, which straddles the months of Kislev and Tevet, or Tevet, as some would say, Tevet. Right? So this contains the longest night of the year. Right, so this is the appropriate time in Iowa. This is also the 6 months. We're in the 6 months of study, according to the teaching in the book, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, and Lickle Genesis also coming into the reading and feedings as a point of reference in the teachings, the Talmud of the King of Kings. Gives a teaching, the Rastafari Talmud, the teaching of His Majesty. So we have I documents to also refer to in the reasonments, the further reasonments on this Torah portion. The first things from low degrees to high degrees, let's get a basic peshat right here. So we have Kislev. We have the ninth moon, right, one of the darkest months of the year. And how this corresponds with the Torah portion reading and feeding is also very interesting, because it is a month of dreams, right? It's a month of dreams. It's a month of hope, expectation. It's a month of Chanukah, a month of Chanukah when we speak about Kislev. All right, just to get into some basics right here. So Kislev is often referred to as a moon or a month of dreams, Chabarim, because the four weekly Torah portions for this month, for this moon that we are presently in, it contains more dreams than any other in the scriptures. No less than nine of the ten in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, instructions, the law, give us a teaching. They appear in the four portions, right? The four portions, we have this portion right here, right? Y-Yitzeh, Y-Yishev. We have Miketz, right? And these are all read during this particular moon or month known as Kislev, in the latter understanding among we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. We recognize that this is the ninth month, and originally there was no names, it was just the ninth month, but after the black and the brown Jews came out of Babylon, just like we are in this Western Gentile region, certain things we've learned, certain things, you know, there's many of those pharisaicals, you know, amongst I that, you know, try to make a doctrine off of just a little portion here or portion there, but we want to receive the full of fullness, the full measure, right, the full cup, because the cup cannot spill or flow over or overflow until it fills up, right? So here, just to get some of the basic first words right here in this Torah portion, reading and feeding, we have this dream, Chabarim, right, the dream, the first dream that we are addressing in this month of Kislev is the dream of the patriarch Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob. So Genesis 28 and 12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. Now that's just 28 and 12, right? And this icon right here for we, the black Jews of the line tribe of Judah, you know what I mean? This right here, it just works. It brings it, it helps to bring the teaching forward, because the proper iconography, and I can get into that right here, right now, is so very important. And give thanks to the Russians, the black Russians, those who love the black Russian icons, you know, even among those people over there, those faithful Christians that preserve such iconography, and we like to use them more, you know, within INI dissemination, and encourage the brothers and sisters and co-laborers as well, you know, to make good resource. Don't get caught up in all of this politics, you know, politics. You know, that's why I think they're talking about all the Russian hacking and everything, because of these icons, right? These ancient black and brown icons coming out of where? Russia. Isn't that interesting, brothers and sisters? Well, amen. So here we have Jacob's ladder, what comes to be known as Jacob's ladder, right? Jacob's ladder right here. Or in the scriptures, the Sulam. Now, it's interesting, in the Royal Amharic, we say Mesalal. The Mesalal. In the Hebrew, we say Sulam, right? The Sulam, right? And the angels ascending and descending, right? So now, what is this all about, Havering? What is Jacob's ladder? We are climbing Jacob's ladder, and here we have a dream. You know, some dreams are pure and clean, and of course, some dreams are obscene. Right, so it's not when we speak against dreams, you know, because there's some dreams, like we said, that are obscene. But this dream right here, this vision, right, that he sees within his dream is very important, as it is the first one within this darkest of the moon, this ninth moon of Kislev, referred to as Kislev by other Yehudis and other Hebrew speakers might enunciate as Kislev. Right, we say Kislev, this ninth moon right here, right? And also the connection with what is known as the pillars or the matzavas, the howlets or the stellas, right? And the difference as well, right, between that which we have, for example, with Ethiopia, right, and the circumcised obelisk. Some of you may have recalled we had mentioned before, and the so-called bull penis of ancient Egypt. And also what John says in Torah concerning the obelisk, concerning the pillars, and we also have to look at what occurred in the patriarchal time and get a good context of time. It's so important that we recognize, okay, we're speaking about the patriarchs here. We're speaking about what occurred in the patriarchal times here, and also hail up to Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks is the one that painted this particular iconography that we are using in connection with this Torah portion, the seventh, Vayetzeh, where Yaakov went out, he went towards Haran, right? He lighted upon a place, a spot, right? The sun was set, right? He took, it says, now according to the Hebrew, he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. This is looking at the Chumash and looking at the English right here, right? And he dreamed then, behold, a ladder, a sulam, a ladder set upon the earth. Now, take note. Take note, Havering. Grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture. Bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind, right? A repentive and a regenerated or regenerating, be born again, right? So take note, study. Let's study to shoot I and I self-approve. Now, why is the ladder so important? Now, a lot of people would just hear ladder, you know, and stairway to heaven, you know, a ladder, pie in the sky, all kind of stuff. From what you've heard in the world, the flesh, and the satanic seclorum. But let's study, let's look at the context here, let's look at this with fresh eyes and fresh ears right here. And he dreamed, right, so rock stone, right, that stone was his pillow, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder, right, he dreamed. Why Yachelom? With Hine Sulam. And behold, Hine Sulam. Behold a ladder. Mutzav. That was standing. Arza. That was standing. Mutzav Arza. That was set upon the Arza. Upon the earth. We're Rosho. Or some say we're Rosho, but we say we're Rosho. And its head, it's Ross, the Rosho. Rosho. Magia. Hashemaima. Hashemaima. It didn't say Shemaim with a Yodmim, Habarim. It says Magia. Hashemaima. And it was at the top of it, the Rosho, the Ras, Rosho, reached to heaven. And behold, Wehine Malake Elohim Olim Weyoredim Abo. And behold, the angels of Elohim. Right, behold, the angels of Elohim, what were they doing? They were ascending, right? Olim, Olim, Olim. Like the Aliyah, they were Olim. With Yoredim, and were descending. Bau, Bau, Bau. Not Bau, but Bau, Bau. Right, Bau, right? On it, on him, on it. So what about this ladder? What about Jacob's ladder? How does that connect with we are climbing Jacob's ladder? How are we climbing Jacob's ladder? And the significance of that word that we have as well, spoken by Adonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Rovenu, speaking those very words. We have that, I think, in, what is it, the gospel according to Johannes, John's gospel, right? Speaking about the angels ascending and descending, the angels ascending and descending. Now, there's the two truths. You know, we spoke about this before. There's two truths. There's the outer, the peshat, the plane, the natural type, which we look at first, you know, from the phi cycle, right, to the metaphi cycle, right, from the natural to the supernatural, from the earthly to the heavenly. Note that the latter, the sulam in the Hebrew, the mesalal bamarinya, but here in the Hebrew, the sulam, it says, wuhine, sulam, mutzab aritza. It was set upon the earth. It stood upon the earth. The ladder, it stood upon the earth. It was set up upon the earth. Now, when we now take it to the meta, more to the meta or the spiritual, psycho-spiritual, and looking at the seven bands of the prism, you know, the prism, the spectrum, and the proper order of the rainbow, right? The proper order. We're not going to somewhere over the rainbow. That's turning the rainbow upside down, right? The turning of things upside down is despised, right, by he who be who he be, because confusion. But when we look at the spectrum and the colors in their proper order, right, in the righteous order, we have the red at that groundation. We have the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue. You know what I mean? So we have those colors, the blue or daytime sky. Right, the purplish, like the nighttime sky, you know, the purple. The purple, like the nighttime sky, right? Then we have that sort of fuchsia color, right, at that top, at that heavenly. We call that in Amharic, wine bewucha, like water, like when you have red wine and you add a little bit of water, like what Kedusa Paolo says, adding a little bit of water, you know, with the wine, you know, just a little bit of water. We've had that in the gospel. But what happens to the color, that particular color right there, that's that fuchsia color, that is that seventh color. But what we have there as well, and you can check this out at the Rastafari Groundation, I'm going to have to pick up a copy of that right here so we can follow up with another vid and just continue to kind of connect that right there with the seven, you can say those seven rings or rungs of the ladder. So as we mentioned, you have red, because of red, the Adama. What's the Adama? The Adama, right? The Adama, we have Adam. Then even by permutation, we have Adam, Adam, red, ruddy, red, the red, rich soil. That red, ruddy, rich soil. You can even see this even in this icon, this eye trait right here as well, the red, rich soil, right? That ruddy earth. You see it around the world. You see it in different places. So that's facts, right? It says that Adam was created even by virtue of his name. So we have that red is that groundation, right? So we have these colors correspond, right, in the mystery school of the King of Kings Christ to order, will, wisdom, righteousness, love, patience, mercy. These seven from the groundation is order. Order. Second is will. Third is wisdom. Fourth is righteousness. See, this corresponds with those four colors that is found on the banner of salvation. Yahuwah Nisi, Jehovah Nisi, my banner. Xiavia Alamayin. So we have order, will, wisdom, righteousness corresponding to the red, orange, yellow, and green. Order. Order. That's what it says. Order, order, order in the court. The order. Right? After the order of Malachiasedek, Melchizedek. So order. That's the key right there. That order. And that corresponds with Torah, with the Orit, the Torah. Right? Then we have the orange. Right, almost like the infrared. And we can look at the radio waves, the red, and then the infrared waves, the orange, and then the visible light, which is the yellow. Then the green, right, which is the heaven at the heavenly point or at the uppermost point of the banner of the flag. All right, so we talk about which way the proper colors are, you know. Well, according to the testimony of his divine majesty, according to the testimony of our Judeo-Christian covenant way, we know that it's green, yellow, and red coming from heaven to earth. In other words, in descending from heaven to earth, the colors, the order of the colors is green, yellow, and red. But the orange is there too because we have the Arma, we have Yehuda Mo Anbesa. So when we're looking at those colors there and we compare that with the teaching of His Majesty and then the science, we're talking about real science, the Da'at, right? The Ilket, the Gnosis, the knowledge. So we're talking about Jacob's ladder. Remember, he came from the well, get that right there, the well of the seventh. He reaches a certain spot, right? Takes a stone, right, for his pillow. He lays down there to go to sleep, and he has a dream, and he dreams of a what? A ladder, right? A ladder that's set on the earth and whose top, Rosho, as it says, with Rosho, Magia, Hashemaima, Hashemaima. Now, note that Shemaima is related to Shemaim, but they are different. How is Shemaima different than Shemaim? Well, in the same way that Mitzrayima is different than Mitzrayim. So we're going to touch on that. One is more of a singular sense, and the other is more of a dual sense. Mitzrayim, dual sense for the Egypt, Upper and Lower Egypt. And then we have Shemaim, right, for the heavens in the dual, right, at least two or more sense. But here we have Hashemaima, Hashemaima, to heaven, to the heaven, right? In other words, to say the true heaven, right? And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, behold, Wehine Yahuwah Nitzav Alayo, Alayo, Alayo. And behold, he who be who he be stood, it said beside, right, stood beside him, right, or stood beside it, stood beside him. Now, we're looking at the Chumash here. Let's look at the KJV, what it says, and behold, stood above it. So now, in the KJV, it says that, and Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, and Adonai stood above it and said, I am Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, the Elohei of Abraham, thy father, and the Elohei and the Elohim of Yitzhak, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And you say that, well, race is not in the Bible. You know, people say that. Well, that's true in the context from a Western Gentile state of mind, but that's not our fault, all this race and racial talk. You have to look at the times of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles is the blame for that one right there, because we live in the times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations, particularly those ruling nations, the Anglo-American nation, the Anglo-American Empire, Mother Ucca, Mother England, Great Britannia, the UK, the Ucca, right, and her daughter. Right? This is exactly what the prophecy says, what the prophecy says concerning these latter days and times. But when it says seed, right, it's important for you to understand that seed, the word seed is the true word for race, quote, end quote, within the Bible. Probably going to do a little vlog on that just to bring it out, just so that ones can understand. Now, that's not what you have been led to believe, right, in the world, flesh, and counterfeit Christianities, but it's the truth. Ye shall know the truth. So get to know that for yourself and be free, right? So here we have Genesis 28 and 14, and going on, and thy seed or thy race. Remember, this is told to the patriarch. The patriarch is being told all of this in a dream, right? And thy seed, thy race, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. There we have the sign of the cross. See that sign? There's that sign, the sign of the cross, the cardinal points, right? And we say the cross is in the true cross, right? The true cross. And in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So, to whom more is given, more is required. Ain't that true, right? And behold, right, I am with thee. So he will he be, Hashem said to Abinu Yaakov, that I will be with thee. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, keep you in everything and everywhere, whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee I of. Now, it's interesting because Jacob, the disciples, brothers and sisters, you'll recognize this. Others might just be maybe hearing this or as they might just check out certain videos and not studying for themselves, but just for those who, for all of us right here, that recall what just happened previous to this. Concerning the birthright, right? The soul birthright, right? And the controversy concerning the baraka, the blessing, right? But note this here, how he will be the Almighty and say, why did you take steal from Esau? No, because that's the way it was supposed to be. So Rebecca did a good thing. If you hear one talking about woo, 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 Rebecca, she tricked, she made Jacob trick her husband. All of these, they don't have the spirit of truth. Those who speak like that, maybe they are believing what other people, have been preaching. That's happened to some of us before we start to study and pray for the Holy Spirit, the Ila Ira, to guide I and I. So sometimes, you're regurgitating what others have said. You know what I mean? Even when we are speaking these things, go look it up. See it for yourself. Get to know it for yourself. If it's not so, then speak up. Then speak up. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Right, but don't be one of these ones who are not born again, who are children of the lie, who still have the anger and just a head knowledge on them. They're throwing out stuff, but they don't really have. They're not born again. That's the key right there. Right? It's not just about intellectual knowledge or rah, 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 rah. But the intellect does have a role and a responsibility. That's why the Almighty gave it to we, right? To be used in His way, right? Truth and life, and not to go zigzag astray. So Jacob, Yaakov, awakened. He awaked out of his sleep. When will black Jacob wake up? Give thanks, heal up thy night, brother Ross Faith, Ross Simon Faith. Check out that tune, brothers and sisters. I hope these tunes are circulating and ones are sharing, you know, the co-laborers works. You know, check us out at RastafariGroundation.org. Yes, sir, but give thanks to that tune. Wake up, Jacob. Right? Also, Emerald, right? Sahar, Ahad as well. You know what I mean? The sound system as well. Wake up, Jacob. And all the other ones and ones amongst the brothers and sisters near and far that will be inspired. We are to be inspired. There's so much inspirational words in your word when you have the spirit, right? And the right mind and heart to receive. So Jacob awaked out of sleep and he said, surely, yod hey wehe. Some would say yod hey wehe, right? Or we could say Yemen hoy Wahweh hoy, but the YHWH Yahweh. He says, surely Yahweh, surely he who be we be is in this place, this mark on this spot, and I knew it not. That's powerful right there, brothers and sisters. He says, surely he who be who he be is in this spot, and I didn't even know it. He was ignorant of that fact, that he who be who he be was in this spot. He just stopped here because he's trying to, think about this. Jacob is trotting all alone. You talk about trotting alone. He's not alone in that sense, but no one else is accompanying him. It's not like the case of with his father, right? His grandfather, Abraham, sent a faithful servant. Some think it's Eliezer, but it doesn't say so in text, but you could think so. It could be. But he sends a servant to get a wife, and he has to go and get his own, right? Because of this whole incident with his brother, right? His brother. Wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross. When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross.
Well, Emmanuel Moshe, yeah, Rastafari. So I'm telling you, see that Jacob will wake up, because we're stepping out of Babylon. You see me? Wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say, wake up.
We a cup. Me open my mouth. You speak out your words. You're just a tool, you do the work. You bless me every time when them try to curse. In everything, better put Jack first. Standing on the rock of salvation. Shoot and rise, me shield and butler. Now go get the heart of thunder. Half a righteousness, me younger. Tell me who rule the thunder. Many are called, but chosen are few. Trying to disappoint when the Father call you. You're me chatting with the Lion of Judah. Break every chain and a righteous recruiter. Favorite by the heavens, I'm a favorite number 7. From wickedness me flee, now me spiritually free. Heal the man with the key, yo. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob, yo. Sabbath day, we fi keep vegetable, we fi eat, we fi study, we fi see. Jah the shepherd with the sheep, now I'm bold to no beast. Put the wicked on the feet. Get up, stand up, set yourself right in the Almighty sight. Why the wicked tremble when the lightning strike? Pull up our intellect because Rasta no fight. Only spiritual war, whether near, whether far. With the bowl and the bone, with the strength and the power from above. Living the script of the Father, a judge. Yeah, we stepping out of Babylon, wings like a dove. Sleep, I must awaken, now your feel or eat your bacon. No weapon farm shall prosper against this ancient Naya Bingi. 70s Rasta, we no imposter, no Iscariotsa. Holy faith to the gate, no waste out your days. A Jah a the judge by your hands in repair. When the saints them gathered, oh what a day. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up. Why the wicked rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Judgment better than ever, cause the wicked getting deeper, cause life them no treasure. Oh what a day, what a time, when the son of man shall arise. Judgment set, all books open, execute the judgment, no time for joking. Obediency, seek the water from the fountain, rooted and grounded, just set I apart, cannot be founded. Worldwide crisis, they don't know who crisis. The body is the church and not the building. The falling state of heart and mind, Babylon never right. Time to pay the price, rise against the Father. Can't cry peace, all your evil get deleted. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say seed of Jacob. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Come and say Jacob, wake up, wake up. Unite or die.
Every day is a struggle, man, I'm just trying to cope. This is the only way to survive here, is pushing dope. If there's another way out, man, I gotta know. Instead of lying 6 feet deep or playing dominoes in the jail cell, just denied bail. Looking around me and it seems to be hell. I got mad dreams, but it ain't looking well. I'm just trying to excel, trying to propel. My situation too perplex, I'm trying to inhale the Bible. I heard they say it was important for survival. Even got a couple that turned from friends to rivals. Let me get the sword, not the rifle. Even though they spiteful, I should just let me fall back. Now I'm speaking righteous, I'm speaking to the generation right behind us. I'm trying to wake up all the sons of Jacob.
Wake up.
Etymology of the words of the scripture. The Holy Spirit came to me and revealed the scripture. Yahushua sent them, now I'm with them. That's how I got wisdom of the system of the belly of the beast. Prisons come out of the east. The deadly wound was healed on the head of the beast. Yeah. What is my situation in these days of revelation? I'm not gonna sit by and let the evil do kill my nation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our compensation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our reparations. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our Hebrew nation. No, I'm not gonna sit by patiently. It's about restoration. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand up in the way of the sinners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hear the roots. Walk along. Remind me of Jacob for a moment. Gonna write with some of these and then, yeah.
Trap, no shield, no sword. The unbeaten path got my soul so sore. Allured by the lust, something money can't cure. The devil want me as is, but God, he want more. Eyes closed, eyes open, great another day. Here we go. Like a nigga woke up late in the Truman Show. Living life without a care. Mean poker face, but I'm forced to play solitaire till I get up out of here. Move like a wanted man with a bounty on his head. Woke alone, sleep alone, eat alone. Daily bread counted till my fingers red. How you gonna judge a man? Walking in the shoes of a man with a broken leg. Flame on the trail headed for the powder keg. Last place in the race, I ain't never led. Like I ain't never bled. Time to get up out of bed. Serving in the army of one, it's on again.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone.
I'm in the chess match, I'm in the death trap. I'm trying to find out where the eggs in the nest at. I want blood when the sky turns jet black. No love in the world can correct that. I'm in the slow lane, I'm on my Cobain. I'm in the new spot, trying to run the old game. I got a new chick, put out my old flame. No peace, no sleep, no love for a young beast. You can put me in a cage, you can put me in the jungle where the lion get blazed. It ain't no hell like the hell I raised. I die in the bed I made, for I lay with a love I loathe. I'm a snake in the garden of bones. I'm a loner in a world of clones. I'm the piece that don't belong. See, I'm wrong where the reaper wrong. Till they put my name on the stone.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone.
The longest walk I'll probably ever be on. The road to perdition, guess I'm finna get my plea on. I pray these wings strong enough to carry me on. I promise every second felt as if it took an eon. Walking like the Lost Boys, the Sierra Leone. The Trail of Tears, what they got me like a Cherokee on. Between the ears, something I require therapy on. But working to the bone like my name, Robert Dion. I go above and beyond the duty call, truly on. Even though they kinda blew me off like a booty call. Ask me if I'm just another moolie or a movie star. Forced to face the music like a graduate of Juilliard. Walk alone, talk alone, get my Charlie Parker on. Make my mark alone, shed light upon a dark alone. Get my spark alone, it's a mission I'm embarking on. A kamikaze in a danger zone, far from home.
El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise, praise, praise. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
In Genesis chapter, everybody right here, 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 for continuity purposes, right here, 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 at the seventh, Why it's a. Everybody right here, 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 for continuity purposes, right here. purposes right here. Right here, here, here for continuity purposes right here, here, here. We're at the seven.
Here we're at the seven.
Why it's A. And he went. He went forward. Yaakov had to go forward. We and them double Y. So last part of the previous, the sixth sabbatical study, and here linking here with the seventh, went to the first four aliyot, four of the seven right here. Here at the third day of the Shavua here for the T to T. Rastafari Yehudi, right here on the ear and in the iris. Everybody, stay with me. When Esau saw, because there's the key word right here. When Esau saw in Genesis chapter 28, verse 6, what does it say? When Esau saw that Isaac, Yitzhak, had blessed Yaakov. Isaac had already blessed, Yitzhak had already blessed Yaakov already. That's when Esau had went out to get venison. He went out to hunt and thing, right? But here we get to see Yaakov, Jacob, being blessed again. So what happened concerning the blindness of Isaac? Isaac, he loved Esau. Why? Because of the natural, the carnal right there, you know, because of the venison. But we have Rebecca loving Yaakov, Jacob, just like Yahweh, Jehovah loving Jacob and hating Esau, as we have in Malachi. And when Esau saw, he saw, what he saw, and when Esau saw that Yitzhak had blessed Yaakov, it could have actually read, the idea is actually blessed him again. So we have more than one blessing of Yaakov, one blessing of the patriarch. And when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram, what is the meaning, Chabarim, Hebraically speaking? What's the HD? The Hebrew definition of Padan Aram. What's the metaphysics of Padan Aram? To take him a wife from thence, from there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge. He gave him a commandment. He gave him a commission. You say a commission. As he blessed him, he gave him a charge. And all of this is when Esau saw. So this wasn't like anything hidden now. And this is the very next chapter after chapter 27, after the chapter that more properly should be known and referred to as the lost blessing. Nothing stolen about it. Esau, he sold out. He sold out his birthright. And the blessing goes with the birthright. You know, just as, you know, in a suit, you have the jacket and you have the pants. Sometimes you even have the vest. Here's the vest right here, and he gave him a charge. He gave him a commission. He gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. That's a question right there. Why? Why is this? Why does it point out these daughters of Canaan? As we even have it from chapter 26, in the previous sabbatical study, in chapter 26, at the last verse, verse 35, it says, well, let's go to verse 34. And Esau was 40 years old. Question, how old was Yaakov? How old was Jacob? How old was Jacob when Esau was 40 years old? Well, they were twins, right? Born at the same, you say, at the same time, at a similar time, right? He was 42, but here he was 40 as well. But it says, and Esau was 40 years old. Genesis chapter 26, verse 34, and Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. But here's verse 35, which or whom were a grief, right? Whom were a grief of mine to Yitzhak, to Isaac and Rebekah, So this I don't know if it was a wedding, but, you know, basically he took them to be his wife. He took two wives, Esau, when he was 40 years old, and these two wives were daughters of the Hittite, the B'nai Chet, the daughters of the Hittites, who were a tribe of the Canaanites. And then it says in verse 35, it says, whom were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. Then we go to chapter 27, that some call it the stolen blessing, but actually the lost blessing. It reads, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, Bini, my son. And he said to him, behold, here I. Let's go through this right here for a moment, because we have a blessing here, but what kind of a blessing in chapter 27? We have a lost blessing, a blessing from the patriarch, which at this point in time we can say rightfully was legally blind. He was legally blind. You know, when someone is legally blind today, doesn't mean that they are blind, but they are not able to fully see. Here we see where Yitzhak, he could not fully see. Even though the testimony of the marriage of Esau to the Canaanite daughters that he later on would charge after blessing Jacob again in the very next chapter, chapter 28. So people, they zoom in on some things here and they try to debate or argue or go back and forth, but they're not really seeing it in full context. Let's go to the next verse here, Genesis chapter 27. Let's go over this again. And it came to pass, so some time had passed. It doesn't tell us how long has passed. We need to refer to Mitzhafe Kufale, better known as the book of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, or Little Genesis, for more details. But here, from the groundation, and it came to pass that when Isaac Yitzhak was old, and his eyes were dim. Note that the scripture points this out right here. And his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. All right? Remember the Hebrew two truths. Right? At first, the natural, you know, the natural kind. First, the physical, you know, the earthly type. And the second, the spiritual type. The second, the metaphysical type. Right? Or the exoteric, you know, on the outside, the plain read, the plain narrative. But there's the two truths. Keep in mind the two truths. So although here we can read this and say, well, he was just an old man and, you know, his eyes were bad and he couldn't see. But in more ways than one, he could not see. And here is where the matriarch, right, the matriarch that's often demonized or put down by others and sometimes even by our own people, misreading the narrative, speaking of Rebekah, right? But let's go on in verse 2. Right, it says, he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field. Go out in them ancient streets. And take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love. Remember? Isaac, Yitzhak, he loved Esau. Why? Tells us here in this chapter, because of the venison, right? He loved him because of the venison, right? You know, it's a way to the patriarch, this patriarch's heart, it seems to be through his belly. Now, we're not putting down our patriarch, but we're looking at this in reality. Don't have to make excuses. Let's study to show ourselves approved. Verse 4 says, and make me savory meat or food, meal, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Oh, his soul, Yitzhak's soul, she wanted, you didn't hear me, Isaac's soul, she wanted to bless Esau, right? Because Isaac, he loved Esau, right? Let's bring that in right here. You know, he loved him because of the food that he ate. But here he's telling his son that he's old. He don't know when he's going to die, but he thinks he's going to die soon, right? And he says, go out there and get me some food out there, right? That my soul, when we read this in the Hebrew, it's actually literally, it's that she, that my soul, that she may bless thee. See, that's a different type of blessing than what we have in the very next chapter, chapter 28, where it says, and Isaac called Yaakov. He called Jacob and blessed him. He called him and blessed him and charged him at the very top of the chapter. Let's go to verse 3. It says, and El Shaddai, bless thee I. And El Shaddai, God Almighty, bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Now, it's important what this blessing here, right? This blessing, we say, is the real blessing, right? The other one was like the psychic blessing. You know, he loved Esau. Why? Because of the venison, right? Because of the food. Was it because of the oracle? Was it because of what Yahweh had said and told Rivka? Did he remember that? Did he hear that? What's going on right here? Well, it says that his eyes were dim. Was his spiritual eye dim so that he could not see, that he was following after his belly? It goes on right here. And it says, and Rivka heard when Yitzhak Isaac spake to Esau Beno, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and bring it. Now, we can also even check even further. There's other signs here in this particular chapter right here. But let's compare the soul blessing where he says that, you know, go get me something to eat. When you come back, my soul, she may bless thee. But here in chapter 28, he gives the El Shaddai blessing. He gets the patriarchal blessing, right? That he might have, maybe inadvertently, who knows, because no doubt his eyes were dim, but he must have known something, right? Because it says right here, it says, and Jacob went near to his father, Isaac his father, in verse 22, chapter 27, verse 22. And he felt him and said, get this word here. People overlook this one here. This is powerful here. Let's reason on this one right here. What did he say? He said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Then verse 23 says, and he discerned him not, right? Because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hand. So he blessed him. So the context of the blessing as well, and we get into the detail of the blessing. You know, it's a soul blessing. You know, from his soul. You know, I like you. You know, you might be whatever you may be, boy, but I like you. But the one that he loved, actually, not liked, more than like may lead to love, but he loved him. He loved the one who Yahweh, Jehovah hated. And who loved the one who Jehovah loved? It was Rebekah. So it's an important teaching here, even on the matriarch, the Hebrew matriarch, you know, and for women, daughters, mothers, and wives here, that is often, you know, overlooked or misrepresented. But here, just to continue the segue right here, Shema Yisrael. Hear this right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Here, because of some of these questions, we have Yitzhe. First question, what does Yitzhe, or other Yehudi, others would enunciate in modern Hebrew, Vayitzhe. They'll say Vayitzhe, Vayitzhe, Vayitzhe. Ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Yitzhe, Yitzhe, Yitzhe. What does Yitzhe mean? The word Yitzhe, Vayitzhe, it means and Yitzhe. He went out in a simple, basic, but as we went through the yatsa, yatsa, yatsa means like it has a sense of exodus, yatsa, to go out. The exodus from Mitzrayim is called the Yetziat,
Yetziat, the exodusing, Yetziat mi Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, or the Yetziat Mitzrayim, the exodus of Mitzrayim, from the same Hebrew root verb, the Yatza. So in the context of Genesis Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10, pointing to two words that could be both translated as went, the first is that he had to exit. He had to exit the particular situation back in his, you say, his hometown with his brother, with Esau and such things, and then he tried it to Harana, right? Question two, so why you'd say, and he exited, right? The sense of, and he exited, you know, he made an exit in that sense, why you'd say. Question two, what's so special, Hebraically speaking, about Beersheba, or Be'er Shava, What's so special about Be'er Shava? Be'er Shava or Beersheba means, in translation, the well, the Be'er of Shava or Shava, of the oath, the Shaba, seven. Be'er Shava, the well of the oath, the well of seven. Also is referred to even in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees by its other reference, the well of the vision, because of Hagar and the vision she had with the Malaaka Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah. Be'er Sheba was a sacred shrine. In Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21:33, it reads, Abraham planted an eshel, a tamarisk, tree in Be'er Sheva, and called Veya on the name, on the Shem of Yahuwah, as the everlasting or the eternal, El Olam, Genesis 21:33. Now, various theophanies, Theo in the Koine of Greek, in the English, Theo referring like to God in that sense, and theophanies is like appearances of the divine, appearances. So various divine appearances or theophanies, they occurred there. First one was the Hagar, the Mitzrit, the Egyptian, in Genesis 21:17. Then to Yitzhak, then to Isaac, in Bereshit, Genesis 26:24. And then to Yaakov, then to Jacob, in Genesis 46:2, and also to Elijah, Elias, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. Now Amos later, according to the prophet Amos, he later identified it, Be'er Sheba, along with Beit El, Bethel, and Gilgal, as one of the rival, shrines or holy places to the Heikal, to the temple, even the temple in Jerusalem, right, temple worship in Jerusalem. These were some of the rival worship sites, other places people went to worship. So we have Be'er Sheba, we have Beit El, Bethel, and Gilgal, rival shrines to the Heikal, worship in Jerusalem, Question three here for this RSS number seven for Shabbat Vayitzeh for Senbet Wetito. Question three, why did Yaakov flee Be'er Sheba? Why did he flee? You know, why did he jet? He made his exit from Be'er Sheba. Well, Jacob, he fled from the heat, the anger, the wrath, the cham, right, of his twin brother Esau, right, to go to the land of Haran in Aram, also known as Syria, where his mother's family had settled from the days of Nahor, Abraham's ach, Abraham's brother. Question four, on the way to Haran, Yaakov, he stopped. He stopped at the place. In the Hebrew, we know this as Bamakom. Bamakom. Bahamakom is Bamakom, at the
place, not at a place, but at the place, ha-makom, at the spot, ba-makom. What happened there? According to Genesis Bereshit, Genesis 28, 11 to 19, well, Yaakov, Abinu Yaakov, Jacob had a chalom, he had a dream, right, of a sulam, of a ladder, of a staircase, a sulam to Shemaimah, to the heavens, with the melakim, with the angels going up and down on it. Yahuwah, Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he stood above it and extended the Abrahamic oath, the Abrahamic Shiva, the oath of Baraka to him. Question 5. When Jacob awoke from the chalom, from the dream, what did he say? Jacob, he was filled with awe or dread, nora. He said nora, dreadful, right? He was filled with awe, awesome. And it called the makom, he called the place, the house, the Beit El, the Beit El and the Sha'ar of Shemayim. He called the place, the house, the Beit of El, of the Almighty Power, and the Sha'ar, and the gate of Shemayim, the gate of the heavens. Question 6. Where does Yehudi, right, Yehudi, Judaic, and certain Jewish traditions say the, quote, place, the makom, ha-makom, the place, the spot, was? Well, the place, ha-makom in the Hebrew, the makom, the place, was supposedly said to be Mount Moriah, Har Moriah, based on Abraham's revelation of ha-makom, so the same, the place, ha-makom, of the sacrifice or the binding, the akedah of Yitzhak, as described in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 4. However, the mountains, Harerei, Beit El, the mountains, interesting, even from the psalm that we had corresponding here in the season, Psalm 87, we didn't bring it out in the Midrash, but Harar, where this man was born there. Right, Zeh Yulad Sham, this man was born there. Where was he born? In Harar. And you know, Ethiopia, the mountains, likened to Jerusalem in the north, the new Jerusalem in the south. So the mountains, right, the Harim or the Harerei, Beit El of Bethel, are north. They are north of Jerusalem, of Jerusalem. And indeed, later, Beit El, Bethel, became the location of a competing shrine. There was a competing shrine of the northern kingdom. So when, after the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when Yisrael got divided after the tribal wars and differences, they had the 10 tribes in the north, right? That symbolically is the Ephraim. And we see Ephraim in the prophets, like in the Haftarah, for this Torah reading and feeding in Hosea, when it mentions Ephraim, this is mentioning the 10 tribes in the north. Then you had Jerusalem on Benjamin's land, Benjamin incorporated in Judah in the south with the Levites in the south. So we had the competing, right, the competing shrines and holy places after the division between north and south. The competing shrine of Bethel was located in the northern kingdom, and it was opposed to the temple worship, the Heikal worship in Yerushalayim. Question 7. What did Jacob do the morning, right, on the dawning, following his chalom, following his dream? Well, he made a monument, Matzeba, howlet, a stella. He made a monument from the rock he used for a pillow. And he poured oil up on it, and he made a neder, like a vow, and he named Hamakom, the spot, the place, Beit El, Bethel. Originally, the place was named Luz. Now, lose in the Hebrew, lose or lawaz, some might say lawaz, but lose, means an almond tree. Lose is an almond tree. So the spot was called, the makom was called lose, almond tree, lawaz, lose, almond tree. And now Yaakov Avinu named it Beit El. Question 8. Let's compare Genesis 28, 1-5 with Genesis 28, 11-19. And ask this question. When did Yaakov, when did he flee? When did he flee? When did he flee to Laban's bait, to Laban's house? When did he flee? Now, in the Yehudi and certain Judaic and Hebraic traditions, they state that before he went to Laban's bait, Laban's, his uncle's house, Jacob was said to have spent 14 years. It said that he spent 14 years studying Torah. Some say he spent 14 years studying Torah with Shem. Others might say with Malkiah Tzedek. They say that Shem is Malkiah Tzedek, right? And also Eber in Jerusalem. This was said to prepare him for marriage and to instruct him in HaTorah. Now that's according to certain, traditional interpretation. Come, make a reason if there's any truth to that. Question 9. Where did Jacob meet Rachel? And what did he do there, according to Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 to 12? Well, Jacob met Rachel at the village well. There was a village well near Haran. He lifted the rock. The Torah says he lifted the rock that topped the well, the Be'er. He watered her flock, and then he kissed her, right? Saying that he was her, quote, long-lost cousin. What do you think, young Rachel? What do you think, young Rachel? What do you think she felt about all this? Question 10. Laban was Yaakov's uncle, the brother of Imo, of his mother Rebecca. He had two daughters. Do you know what were their names, the Shemot of Laban's two daughters? What was Laban's wife's name? Now, Laban's two daughters were named Leah, and Rachel. Leah being the older of the two. Now, we don't know, at least not according to what is in the Torah, but we can check out the Book of Jubilees, look at Genesis, right, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, right? But we don't know from Torah. In the Torah here, we do not know the name of Laban's wife. Now, beginning with Cain and Abel and Abel's sisters, beginning with those two sisters, many women of the Bible, right, were left unnamed. For example, we have Noah's Isha, his Eshet, his Orset, his wife, Abraham's mother, right, Lot, right, and we can also add to this Sarah's mother too, because they both had the same father, it is said, but different mothers. Lot's wife, right, Potiphar's wife, Pharaoh, Paro, the Sutenet's daughter, and even David's mother, is left unnamed. But at the same time, we do also have a lot of named women. Let's zoom in on the ones that are so named. Here, question 11, but let's seek out the rest as we are able to. Question 11 here, whom did Jacob marry first? And Lamazeh, why this? Leah, because Laban, his uncle tricked Jacob, Yaakov. Because of this, there's a custom, right, that is known as the Bedeken Hakala. What is Bedeken Hakala? Bedeken Hakala is the veiling of Hakala, Kala, the bride, the veiling of the bride. This includes a rite, a ritual, where the groom, known as the Chatan, where he lowers the veil. This tradition is said to have come in because of this here, Hebraically, according to Israelite speaking, because when the groom, the Chatan, he lowers the veil, he does so to make show, right, that his bride, the Kala, is really Zaya. This is called the Bedeken. Bedeken. The full of full is the Bedeken Hakala, the veiling of the bride. Question 12. Why did not Leah reveal her identity to Yaakov during the wedding ceremony or during their time afterward, right, on their first marital night in the tent? According to Genesis chapter 29, 23, well, it is said that Rachel and Leah, remember their sisters, they made a secret agreement not to expose their daddy, uncle Laban, his ruse, right, to hopefully spear Leah, the older of the two sisters, shame. Now, just a little footnote here. If Esau wasn't so presumptuous, you know, to go off at 40 years and marry two women at the same time, two Canaanite women, it seems as though in the narrative, maybe they both would have been sent out there. But then again, you know, seeing that she married Yaakov, it was a little better, no doubt, than marrying Esau. Question 13. When Jacob found out about the deception and expressed outrage for her part in the duplicity, What did Leah say in her defense? When Yaakov, right, it said Jacob, quote, despised, right, Leah, quote, unquote, for her complicity, right? She argued, she is said to have argued that Yaakov had no reason to complain, since, from what we hear say, that he deceived his own father in order to obtain the bracha, right, of the bechora, the blessing of the birthright. Question 14. What does the name Leah mean? What does the name Leah mean? Leah in the Hebrew, it comes out to something that could be expressed as weary. Leah. It's from the Hebrew root la. What is la? La means to be grieved, la, or offended, la. The root, the Hebrew root, first appears in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 19, verse 11. Where? Where the blinded Sodomite activists, right, in Sodom and Gomorrah, where they, quote, wearied themselves. They were groping and groping and groping for the door to Lot's house. Question 15. Why were Leah's eyes described as, quote, weak in Bereshit, Genesis 29 and 17? The Hebrew word rakot means tender and delicate, rakot, which perhaps is connected to a name Leah, which means weary from weakness or from just being a delicate sister. The Midrash, the study, states that when Rebecca bore twins, Esau, the natural born eldest, was said to be promised to her brother's eldest, in other words, Leah, and Yaakov and Jacob was said to be promised to Rachel. Leah's eyes, her eyes, were puffy and red, it is said, from her constant crying over that prospect of marrying Esau. I mean, from all that she heard, you know, news did travel. Even without modern technology, news does travel. Question 16. What was the name of Leah's servant in Genesis 29, 24? Her name was Zilpah.
Zilpah, who later became a surrogate mother for Leah and bore for her two sons. Who were the two sons? Gad and Asher. Gad and Asher. Gad and Asher. Zilpah, her name means Hebraically to trickle, to trickle, like something like trickle, like myrrh, you know, it trickles, myrrh, it trickles. So her name, Chabarim, right here, 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 it means to trickle. Got room for a couple more questions right here before we seal up right here, Chabarim, Chabarim. Here we're at question 17. What excuse did Laban, did Uncle Laban give for his deception in Genesis chapter 29, verse 26? Well, he claimed that there was a tradition. You know, that's not how we do it round about here. There's a tradition of marrying the eldest first. Perhaps this was a corollary of the idea of the right of the firstborn, right, the Bechor, which Jacob, Yaakov, had usurped from Esau, from Esau. Question, did Laban already know and that's why he did it? So since you got the both blessings like that, then you need to do this. Question 18, how long did Jacob work for Uncle Laban, in order to marry Rachel, the Leah, and Leah in Genesis 29:27? Jacob, he worked 7 years for each Isha, Eshet, for each Orset. He worked 7 years, 14 years. Wow. Question 19. What does the name Rachel mean, Chaverim? Rachel in the Hebrew means a ewe, like a female sheep. She was said to be the more beautiful of the two sisters, being described in the Hebrew as Yafat Toar. Yafat Toar Vifat Mareh, which basically comes out to be beautiful in form, her figure, her body, and appearance. She's described as Yafat Toar Vifat Mareh. Question 20 here. What was the name of Rachel's servant? Genesis 29:29. Bilha, who later became a surrogate mother for Rachel and bore for her two sons, Dan and Naphtali. Rachel and Sarah, they shared problems of barrenness. After the death of Leah, Reuben both dishonored his father and defiled Bilhah by sleeping with her in Genesis 35:22. Bilhah's name apparently means troubled, Bahala, like in Africa they say Bahala, troubled or bashful. But here, yes, I'm going to seal up right here, pick up with question 21, think about this. Why did Jacob really hate Leah? Did he? Doesn't seem so. But anyway, Shabbat Shalom, Shavua Tov, Melkam Ehud, Joy 99 on the ear and in the eyelid, giving thanks to the breath of life, breathe and give thanks. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, yes I, Rastafari. Here, sealing up.
Yes. Just a few more right here. Yes, I. This Torah portion right here for Shabbat Toldot. Slicha li. For Shabbat Vayitze. There's more in Toldot how these two connect. But here for the seventh, here we're in the Q&As. Q&A number 22. Why did Leah, why did she call her firstborn son Reuben, Modern Hebrew, they'll say Reuven, Reuven, Reu, Bain. Why does she call her firstborn son Reuben, which is brought out as behold, Reu, see y'all, y'all see, y'all see, speaking to a group, you know, a group of ones and ones in the plural sense, Reu, all of y'all see, Bain, behold a son. In Genesis chapter 29, verse 32, Reuben, Reuben's name was a play on words. Some say a Hebraic idioms and play on words, meaning, look, look, y'all, Reuben, Reu, Bain, look, y'all, a son, Reu, Bain, Reuben. Leah named him Reuben because she had said that Yahuwah had looked upon her affliction as being the unloved Isha, Eshet, unloved Orset, unloved Isha, wife, woman. Now note that the power to name a baby, a child, was generally, Hebraically speaking, given to the matriarch, given to the mother, unless her name or the name was overruled by the father. But that first right was given to the matriarch. Now, the case of the overruling, right, by the father, we find that in Ben-Yamin or Ben-Yamin, in Benjamin's name. Question number 23 here, Q&A's here for the RSS number 7, why you say Shabbat, why you say, why did Leah, name her fourthborn, so from the first year to the fourthborn son, Judah, or in biblical true Hebrew, Yehuda, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. Well, all four of the women, of the mothers, we could say, of the matriarchs, they understood Yaakov, right, would have 12 sons, with each bearing 3, some say. Leah called him Yehuda in praise. In fact, Yehuda's name, some say it's Yahuda. This is, love to get into the etymology. It's not Yahuda, it's Yehuda, because name means praise. In other words, to call Judah in English, you'll say praise, celebrate it. Praise. Where's praised? Where's the praised one? Where's the celebrated one? Where's Yehuda? So she named her fourthborn son Yehuda in praise for exceeding the expected quota of the banim, of the sons, of the children that she would bear. Question 24 right here. How many children did Leah have before Rachel, before her sister Rachel, decided to give her handmaid to Yaakov as a concubine, so to speak? Genesis chapter 30, verses 1 to 4. Well, Leah had given birth to four banim, to four sons, before her sister Rachel decided to co-op, if you please, to co-op her handmaiden Bilhah as her surrogate. One more question right here. Pick up on the full of four. We have 36 here. We are at the 25th. List the names of the first four sons born to Yaakov. Reuben, Reuben, Shimon, Simeon, Levi, Levi, and Yehuda. All of these were the banim, the sons, from Leah. And here, just a segue right here, is about to fulfill right here, from the El Shaddai Jamali tune right here.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words. Of our father, O Israel, let me lead
live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shabua Tov, a good, strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.